managing plant bugs that come into almonds and pistachios. They come in fast and can really do a lot of damage on these crops. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Kent Dane is a cooperative extension specialist based at the Kearney Ag Research and Education Center in Parlier, Fresno County.
And what are they going to do to that orchard over the next couple of weeks? If they've got a navel orangeworm spray they know they're going to put on, maybe they put in a pyrethroid with that spray because they've got plant bug damage. Yeah. That's a decision that's left up to them with their economics. Certainly you are worried about resistance developing by just spraying on a calendar or spraying every time you see one bug on the beating tray.
But there may be a new pheromone coming soon that helps growers correlate the pressure in their orchards.
Hopefully what Houston Wilson, Jocelyn Miller, and myself to some extent can do is to make this pheromone work for the leaf-footed bug so that we do have a correlation between trap counts and damage, and growers then can know, okay, it's April, I just got 5 per trap, that's a threshold. It's not huge, like navel orangeworm might have 30, 40 per trap, but if it's correlated to the amount of damage, that's all you care about.
That's Kent Dane. He's a cooperative extension specialist based at the Kearney Ag Research and Education Center in Parlier. His research is helping growers manage these plant bugs, and growers should also rely on their PCAs for strategies with crop protection products. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.